What does the Bible say about alcohol? How many homes do you think have been destroyed throughout history as a result of the destructive nature of alcohol? Each year, countless cases of vehicular deaths, cases of abuse, and murders all have one common theme. Alcohol, or other drugs, was a factor. Indeed, it is extremely sad that family after family must learn the news that their loved one is not coming home because of the influence of alcohol. If only people had heeded the warnings contained in God's holy word. The Bible is full of warnings regarding the dangers of alcohol. Let me mention just a few. Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. And whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Proverbs 20:1. Envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Galatians 5:21. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Ephesians 5:18. Who hath woe? Who hath sorrow? Who hath contentions? Who hath babbling? Who hath wounds without cause? Who hath redness of the eyes? They that tarry long at the wine. They that go to seek mixed wine. Proverbs 23:29-30. The Bible is clear when it comes to the dangers of alcohol. Yet why do so many continue to pursue it? Because most men simply want to do what men want to do. Just think about how the alcohol industry portrays itself on television and on the radio. Drink such and such beer and you'll get the girl. I don't always drink such and such, but when I do, cue the beautiful women on each arm. What these advertisers don't show are the bruises left on the face of a young boy who is on the receiving end of his father's drunken rage. The profuse tears of the woman who has to leave her home for fear of her life and the lives of her children. The mangled bodies that have been thrown from a car that was hit by a drunk driver. No, for some reason, those don't make the commercials. Notice even more quotes from God's word on this subject. Be sober, that is, clear-minded. Be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter 5:8. How could one accomplish this if he allows himself to be influenced by alcohol? Isaiah 5:22. Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine, and men of strength to mingle strong drink. Isaiah says, woe unto them. Let us walk honestly, as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying. Romans 13:13. As you read these words of admonition, can you honestly say that God approves of what is going on here? Oftentimes, we hear people try to make excuses when it comes to alcohol. For instance, they'll point out that Jesus turned the water into wine at the marriage feast at Cana. My question for them is this. Why? Why would they make these arguments? Again, it boils down to the fact that man wants to do what man wants to do. The Bible has warned us against the dangers of alcohol for thousands of years now. Why would someone not heed its warnings? Why would someone risk their salvation over these worldly pleasures? Why would someone risk hurting their loved ones or innocent bystanders simply because they couldn't put down the bottle? Sadly, the tragedies brought on by alcohol will only continue to happen again and again while the world remains. Let us resolve to never allow ourselves to be involved in this terrible sin.
I'm Chase Green with the Beacon Church of Christ, and this has been Something to Think About.